7:47 on a Tuesday, and we might as well.
Might as well truck.
We go to the hotline and to the Commander-in-Chief.
Mr. President, the radio is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
There we have you, sir.
Well, good morning, Texas. I say to you, good morning, Texas.
Good morning.
Texan in spirit.
Thanksgiving.
That's right.
MAGA.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
And the tremendously triumphant, valiant return.
Oh, yeah.
Of your weekly Trump date.
Yes, it is back.
Trump date.
Right.
Yes. Trump date.
It's got a ring.
We did not have a Trump date last week.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, we missed you.
That's what I heard.
And of course, I'm sure we can blame the radical left extremists for that horrible thing.
I don't think that was good.
No Trump dates. We have it this week, though,
yes,
don't we?
Thank you.
We too.
Why no Trump date last week?
Well, it turns out somebody just didn't answer the phone last week. I called.
I don't believe that.
Nada.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
Maybe we should speak to the manager.
Okay.
It's probably not a bad idea.
You know, they're doing tremendous things with customer service these days.
Maybe not.
But it is here, your Trump date, and a very important Trump date because it's an election day.
Yes.
America. Oh, yeah.
Voting day.
Election day.
Yes, sir.
Not a very big one, of course. It's not a presidential election.
No, we're still away from that.
Which I may or may not be running in the next one. We'll see.
We'll see, won't we?
Okay. And, of course, it's not the midterms.
Those will be 26. Very pivotal.
It's not so big, but very big. Still big.
And
everyone should vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
A few times if possible.
That's not a thing. You're kidding.
But it is a very important election because today in America is when we will once again decide who will be in the government. That we'll decide that it may or may not be shut down, which
well,
we are.
Yes.
Right now, shut down.
Yeah, still we got to fire it up.
Still but yet down. We are still busy doing so many things. Have you seen some of it? Did you see Friday?
No.
Halloween Day. I started the day in China.
Yes.
Right.
In China.
China.
Right.
I know you wanted me to say it, didn't you?
They always
want me to say it.
Yeah.
China.
Started it in the morning over there with President Xi.
Yeah.
Who sounds like the host on weekends on MTV or maybe a night jock.
Does he?
A night jock.
He's wacky?
Xi in the morning.
Keep it together, sir. Staring character. Yes, President Xi.
But I was there in the morning, and then by Halloween night, I was back with all the wonderful, did you see all the wonderful trick-or-treaters there?
I did.
Right there.
In front of the White House, handing out candy.
Did you bring Mr. Xi back to trick-or-treat?
I was surrounded by very short people all day. A lot of short people. Over there, aren't they?
Yeah,
don't get them mixed up.
No,
I almost gave the President Xi a Zagnut.
He
was not trick-or-treating.
No, he was...
He's the president of China.
China.
There it is.
He's got big things, a big country.
Well done.
But a lot of trick-or-treaters, a lot of K-pop demon hunters. That's what
you were.
J.D. Vance dressed up as right there.
Is that what J.D.?
6'7". 6'7".
Okay.
And then all of those wonderful children, I put them to work on the construction of the new ballroom here at the White House. It's going to be so beautiful.
I know.
It's so beautiful.
Well done.
But today, I will not be, I'm happy to call you, but I was expected to be at the Supreme Court. I'm sure you've heard that
you're
deciding on my tariffs.
Yeah, really.
My big, beautiful tariffs.
You were going to be there.
But I will not be going.
You're not going? Why are you not going?
I've spent enough time in courtrooms over the past year.
You've been very busy.
Very boring.
Yeah. Very boring.
Election day.
Yes,
go
it
out
is.
And vote America.
There it is.
Once, twice, three times. A MAGA.
Thank you, sir. The Donald.
Thank you, Texas.